This is the audiobook narration demo for Ashley Parker. Holmes drove in silence, with his head sunk upon his breast, and the air of a man who was lost in thought, while I sat beside him, curious to learn what this new quest might be which seemed to tax his powers so sorely, and yet afraid to break in upon the current of his thoughts. We had driven several miles, and we were beginning to get the fringe of the belt of the suburban villas, when he shook himself, shrugged his shoulders, and lit up his pipe with the air of a man who has satisfied himself that he is acting for the best. "You have a grand gift of silence, Watson," said he. "It makes you quite invaluable as a companion. Upon my word, it's such a great thing for me to have someone to talk to, and for my own thoughts are not over pleasant. I was wondering what I should say to this dear little woman tonight when she meets me at the door." "You forget that I know nothing about it." As fresh snow blanketed the grounds of the kingdom, the white knight gazed upon the sprawling valley, sighed to himself, and said, "I must be the loneliest knight in all of the land." All of a sudden, the white knight spotted a strange creature wandering up the snowy path towards him. As the distance between the knight and the creature shrank, he saw that it was a cow.
Who goes there?"
the white knight stammered. To his surprise, a gentle voice responded,
"It is I, Maria, a calf who has found herself far from home."
Once upon a time, the king's youngest son became filled with the desire to go abroad and see the world. He got his father's permission to leave on an adventure, kissed his parents goodbye, mounted his black horse, and galloped away down the high road. Soon, the gray towers of the old castle in which he had been born disappeared behind him. Bacurdy had determined, if his father would permit him, to remain there alone this night, and that for two reasons. First, he wanted to get extra wages in order that he might buy a very warm red petticoat for his mother, who had begun to complain of the cold of the mountain air sooner than usual this autumn. And second, he had just a faint glimmering of hope of finding out what the goblins were about under his window the night before. When he told his father, he made no objection, for he had great confidence in his boy's courage and resources.
"I'm sorry I can't stay with you," said Peter, "but I want to go and pay the parson a visit this evening, and besides, I've had a bit of a headache all day.